Ukraine security issue.
On the 34th day of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Russian artillery, multiple launch rocket systems and ballistic missiles continue to bombard Ukrainian cities, hitting houses, hospitals, schools and kindergartens. Fierce fighting continued for Kyiv and several other big cities. According to the General Staff, the Ukrainian defenders have again halted the Russian forces' offensive on Kyiv and even launched counter-offensives in some areas. However, the invaders have not given up on their attempts to take the Ukrainian capital by storm. Having devastated dozens of villages and townships around the city, they loot whatever they can, rob locals and hold them hostage, using them as a human shield. People stay in basements and cellars around the clock without water, food, medicines and any communications. Many of those who try to escape get shot or hit landmines on the way. One of the survivors, Oksana, was lucky to escape a week ago from Irpin, a small town on the northwestern outskirts of Kyiv. The Ukrainian forces liberated Irpin on Monday, but neither Oksana nor other evacuees can return to their homes, just because there are no homes. Besides, the ruined town is studded with mines. I don't know when I will be able to get home back, Oksana told Ukrainian radio in Lviv, where she is now safe at her friend's. We got a great welcome here. Wherever we turn to, we get help and support. My friends helped me a lot. They helped me with accommodation. Now we live in my friend's house. We don't know what happened to ours. We really hope there are at least the walls left of it, and we want so much to get back home. When we were leaving, the town was shelled. We heard explosions. I wish all my friends, neighbors, relatives and colleagues the soonest return. Yesterday I saw photos of our university where I worked before the war. It's burned down. I hope we'll restore everything and make it even better, said Oksana, an evacuee from Irpin. Russian missiles reach as far as Lviv, the West Ukrainian city near the Polish border that has become a refuge for hundreds of thousands of people fleeing the war. The General Staff reported missile strikes on large fuel depot and defense infrastructures facility that caused massive destructions and fire which took almost 10 hours to extinguish. The General Staff notes a considerable increase in the number of missile strikes on the fuel depots and other critical infrastructure facilities across the country. They target fuel depots in order to complicate or disrupt Ukrainian logistics and create conditions for humanitarian crisis, said the General Staff. Unfortunately, many peaceful civilians continue to die under Russian fire. The invaders spare no one, even children. According to Matilda Bogner, chief of the United Nations Human Rights Monitoring Mission, 1,119 civilians, including 99 children, have been killed and almost 2,000, including 126 children, have been wounded or injured since Russia invaded Ukraine.
Since the 24th of February, we have received allegations of Russian forces shooting at and killing civilians in cars during evacuations without giving effective advance warning. We are also following up on allegations that Russian forces killed civilians, including during peaceful assemblies. We have documented 24 cases of conflict-related detentions of officials of local authorities in regions under the control of Russian forces, 13 of whom have been subsequently released. We have also documented the detention of 21 journalists and civil society activists who have been vocal against the Russian invasion in Ukraine. Five of the journalists and four of the civil society activists were reportedly released, and we're in the process of verifying these reports,
said Matilda Bogner, chief of the United Nations Human Rights Monitoring Mission. She admits, however, that the actual numbers may be higher, explaining that it is very difficult to collect and verify information from the areas of hostilities. Official reports by the Ukrainian authorities look even more appalling, as many as 5,000 dead in Mariupol alone. 170,000 people remain under siege without water and food, according to Mariupol Mayor Vadim Boychenko. Nevertheless, the Ukrainians hold their ground, inflicting tremendous losses on the Russian invaders. On Tuesday, the General Staff reported 17,200 Russian men and officers killed in action, as well as more than a quarter of 1,000 aircraft and hundreds of tanks, armored personnel carriers, artillery systems and other hardware destroyed since the invasion. According to the report, some Russian units are withdrawing from Kyiv and Chernihiv regions because of serious problems with fresh reinforcements and supplies. Meanwhile, Ukrainian-Russian negotiations took place in Istanbul on Tuesday. The Russian side had dropped some of its demands, while the Ukrainian delegation came up with a clear proposal to immediately cease fire and conclude an international treaty on security guarantees. In exchange, Kyiv would not station foreign military bases on Ukrainian territory. No documents have been signed so far. In particular, the Russian Pacific Fleet Command is unable to form even one tactical battalion group because the fleet personnel refuse to fight in Ukraine. Nevertheless, the Kremlin is evidently intent to follow through on its insane military venture. According to Inform Napalm, an international volunteer initiative, the Russians bring tanks, artillery and other hardware from depots across the country to Kursk, and the amount amassed there now exceeds that before the invasion. It is mostly outdated, but still lethal, so increased in military assistance from Ukraine's international partners is vital.